The mayor's annual State of the City address normally carries little, if any, negative news. Yesterday, Mayor Begich happily voiced a positive tone.
We're enjoying our 20th straight year of economic growth. More than 9,000 new jobs over the past 5 years. A building boom we haven't seen in generations.
The mayor cited a recent Anchorage Economic Development Corporation report released last week. It showed over 800 new jobs so far this year in Anchorage. Yesterday's State of the City address basically focused on three main areas: construction, services, and budget.
Last year was among the top 10 construction years in city's history, with overall building permit valuation topping $626 million. Although home building has slowed down, commercial and government-funded construction remains healthy.
The mayor pointed to the new Denina Civic and Convention Center, the museum expansion, downtown street and sidewalk improvements, road construction and renovation projects across the city, the port expansion, and the large new shopping center in Northeast Anchorage. The mayor says key among city services is an improved public safety department.
With support from the Assembly, we've nearly achieved our transformation of the law enforcement and public safety operations. The 70 new police officers we've already added toward our 93 officer goal are producing results, preventing crime, arresting more criminals, and improving response time. I note that the 2008 is shaping up to be one of the safest for Anchorage so far, with only 5 homicides compared to 13 for the same period last year.
He also listed 39 gang-related convictions in the city's efforts to reduce youth violence, along with 70 vehicles impounded under the municipality's new law directed against chronic traffic offenders. Improved municipal services and extensive road projects cost money, and the city budget has risen about 50% during the last 5 years. But the mayor noted that property tax support for the budget has decreased, at least as a percentage.
Since 2004, Anchorage has received nearly $60 million in state community assistance. With the Assembly's concurrence, we've applied every penny to property tax relief. Thanks to a more diversified revenue mix, the percentage of property taxes required to fund general government services has dropped from 59% in 2003 to 45% last year.
The mayor cited a survey showing that approximately 3/4 of Anchorage residents think the city is on the right track. Despite the positive tone to yesterday's State of the City report, there are nagging predictions for next year. In 2007, job growth dipped below 1% after 8 years above 2%. Despite the 800 new jobs so far this year, that percentage will likely be below 1% again for 2008. In 2009, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation predicts a static economy with no job growth, likely followed by a slight increase in 2010. After the address, the mayor said the static growth prediction needs to be put into a national perspective.
When I talk to mayors around the country, you know, they're struggling out there, and we're very fortunate. And if we even are stable next year, that's a good statement in the sense of where we are.
In recent years, and predating the Begich administration, the annual State of the City report has appeared as an insert in the Anchorage Daily News. This year, it did not. The mayor said he was concerned the insert would be labeled a campaign ploy by some of the other candidates for the U.S. Senate. Besides Begich, Ray Metcalf and Frank Vondersaar are seeking the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Republican Ted Stevens. Copies of the State of the City report are available at city offices, libraries, and the municipal website. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.